Canada's restriction means ships carrying 500 or more people cannot enter its ports. Legal experts say the ban will directly affect Alaska itineraries. That's because century-old U.S. maritime laws prohibit international ships from carrying U.S. citizens between American ports.
A foreign flagged vessel must stop in a foreign country.
That's Juneau attorney Joe Geldof. He says international cruise ships fly flags of countries like the Bahamas or Panama, mostly for tax reasons. But that means they must add an international stop between Alaska and the lower 48, which is why Alaska cruises often originate in British Columbia.
If Vancouver and Victoria are closed, foreign flag cruise ships are going to have an enormous problem with participating in the Alaska trade.
That affects at least 30 cruise ships and hundreds of port calls statewide. Kirby Day manages port operations in Juneau for Carnival Corporation's subsidiaries, Holland America and Princess.
Obviously, anyone would analyze it and look and figure that that will affect some early season cruising.
Three cruise lines, including Norwegian and Princess, have already canceled early sailings globally.
Things are moving so fast that they're looking at a variety of opportunities or options at this point, and I don't think it's difficult to speculate now.
Cruise visitors were projected to pump a lot of money into Alaska's economy. Experts say $250 million in wages.
This is going to be a tremendous impact to all of us across Southeast Alaska.
Melanie Shivens of Raincoast Data in Juneau pulled the numbers.
It's those dollars, but it's also the multiplier effect of those dollars not going into city coffers and supporting municipalities in terms of providing sales tax revenue to our communities.
She says cruise ships account for 90% of tourism in Southeast Alaska. June, July, and August are peak months. As schools and public buildings close over efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus, panic buying has been reported across the nation. Alaska communities have also seen groceries and household items fly off the shelves as public health experts advise people to stock at least 2 weeks of provisions. But shipping executives say the shelves should be restocked soon. Alaska's supply chain isn't expected to be affected by coronavirus. Corey Baggin is vice president of Samson Tug and Barge in Sitka.
We are telling people it is business as usual and to wash their hands.
The state's largest freight company, Alaska Marine Lines, sent an email Friday to reassure its customers that barge traffic continues to run as normal. With additional reporting from Jacob Resnick in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple in Haines.